Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, for the law, since it has only a shadow of the good things to come and not the very form of things, can never, by the same sacrifices which they offer, continually year by year, make perfect those who draw near. The law, I believe it becomes self-evident which aspect of the law is considered here. The law of the sacrifices, and has been this has been a common theme throughout the book of Hebrews, and I would say particularly the Day of Atonement. So now that we know what the law is referring to, let us see his explanation of what exactly it was and its purpose. He says, since it has only a shadow of the good things to come and not the very form of things. The word here for shadow gives us the idea of being a picture of something that would come later. It was not God's provision of salvation and the good things to come. No, it was but something to point forward, to hold them over, to give a taste. It was an appetizer of the good things to come. Let's take a moment and dwell on the fact that we live after Christ and his salvation and his goodness. We have salvation, grace, mercy, love, the church, a community to love and be loved in, to be held accountable by, to be built up and taught, to serve in. Having perfect and full access to God in worship and promised eternal access in Christ, we are children of God and dwelt by the Holy Spirit, commissioned with the best news possible to share. All our sins and debts have been nailed to the cross. Our perfect sacrifice is no longer dead but risen and victorious and coming again. Nothing can be charged against those who have Christ as their brother and advocate and friend. The law was not this. It pointed forward to it. Why? Because the law can never, by the same sacrifices which they offer, continually, year by year, make perfect those who draw near. One commentator mentioned it is estimated that up to 200,000 lambs were sacrificed the week of the Day of Atonement. And these 200,000 sacrifices could not wash away the sins of the people. The proof is made clear through a rhetorical question in verse 2. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered? Because the worshippers, having once been cleansed, or perfect tense, so it happened and it continues, would no longer have had consciousness of sins. Of course, we know that it was not so, and they had to continue offering sacrifices. So verse 3 tells us, but in those sacrifices there is a reminder of sins year by year. So these sacrifices which the Israelites offered over and over again reminded them of their sinfulness and their need of a sufficient sacrifice. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. You could say verse 1's thought picks up right back here. For the law, since it has only a shadow of the good things to come, not the very form of things, can never, by the same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make perfect those who draw near. Why? Because it's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. They were but a picture, a shadow, a reminder of what Jesus Christ would come and do. So these four verses lay the foundation for the next podcast coming tomorrow.